Rai Argentina to the World presents Migrants and Refugees. As usual, we begin this segment that we bring you every week on Rai, introducing an artist, introducing some music. And we are going to be presenting today Victor Heredia. His family, Cournou, is of French origin, that's to say he's on his father's side, while his mother's side is linked to the Capayán Aboriginal group, and it is originated in the central valley of the province of Catamarca in Argentina's northwest. Victor is known for his songs about social problems in Latin America, and he's also an activist and a champion of human rights. During the dictatorship in Argentina between 1976 and 1983, he was a subject of censorship, and what's worse, his sister, Maria Cristina Cournou, was kidnapped along with her husband in June 1976, and both are still missing. Victor Heredia's career is marked by enormous hits like Surviving, Sobreviviendo, or also albums in which, for the first time in Argentina, an artist of his stature publicly takes on the vindication of native people's rights and struggles. Taki Ongoy is the name of a concept album released by Heredia. It's a word in Quechua that means the sickness of singing. It's a war cry of the Quechuas, of the Andean peoples. And it's a homage to the natives who fought the Spanish conquest in the 16th century. Back at the time, in the 1980s, the work was heavily criticized by the Catholic Church because in the songs, the priests and the church are heavily criticized for their role in the conquest. In addition, the Spanish ambassador to Argentina at the time, in 1986, filed complaints with the Argentine government about the album's release. Well, it's time to listen to a little bit of this. This is Victor Heredia with the song Taki Ongoy.
Conmigo, grita Taki Ongoy, que nuestra mente
was the artist featured on this week's edition of the Migrant segment on Rai Argentina to the World, Victor Heredia, with the song Taki Ongoy, dedicated to the Aboriginal resistance against Spanish invasion. And speaking of the America's Native Peoples legacy, we are going to talk now about a compilation of Mexican linguistic voices called 68 Voices, 68 Hearts by Gabriela Vadillo. She said in an interview that the project started a little over 8 years ago when her grandfather died. Then Gabriela heard Miguel León Portilla's poem about 68 voices and 68 hearts. This is a non-profit project that seeks to portray the 68 indigenous language groups of Mexico through traditional stories and tales that are portrayed and interpreted via cartoons. There is one of these stories for each of the 68 languages. Badillo, the creator and the director of the features, defined this as an initiative with a lot of heart and with the idea that one cannot love what one does not know. Because, she says, when a language dies, it closes to everyone a window and a door. And that is part of a poem by a Mexican philosopher. The idea is to rescue the richness and the beauty of the linguistic culture of the peoples that make up the nation of Mexico, to the rescue of a culture that does not die. Productions with subtitles in English, French, and Spanish can be found on the YouTube channel 68 Voices, and it has been seen by over 2 million people. In other stories related to migrants and refugees, the arrival of people from Africa in Italy has reduced by 50% since the conservative government took over. According to the Italian Ministry of the Interior, arrivals during the year amounted to over 11,400. That's 50.72% less than in 2018. The drop is even greater, 90.38%, if that year's figures, that's to say the numbers of 2019, are compared to those of 2 years before, 2017, when 118,000 migrants landed on the peninsula's shores. US news agency Bloomberg once again delved into the social crisis that has been affecting Chile since October 18, when massive protests broke out. And this time, it is exploring the situation of migrants such as Venezuelans who arrived in Chile in search of opportunities, escaping crisis in their own countries. The feature points out that peace of mind for them in Chile was short-lived because of the ongoing crisis in Chile. In the report, it is even informed that many migrants are already considering returning to their home countries if the economic situation in Chile worsens. Unemployment in Chile is approaching double digits for the first time since the 2008 global financial crisis, while growth is expected to be weaker next year at a slower pace, the slowest in a decade, as the Central Bank of Chile projected this month. As the economy deteriorates, the percentage of immigrants planning to stay in Chile has dropped to 35% from 44% before the riots began, according to a study released this month by the Jesuit Migrant Service, an international Catholic organization that helps refugees. And this was our regular feature on migrants and refugees, produced by Silvana Avellaneda.